Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I want to give a quick shout out to my friends at Long Fence.
Ah, good.
They will be showing up at the house tomorrow morning, starting on the deck and patio project that we have going on. They're going to do it pretty fast, too, Cakes. I think within a couple weeks, that thing will be done.
Are you going to be the construction foreman, telling everybody where they need to go?
Not really. And I'm not like Jason, too, that like hovers over the workers and sees everything. I'll just kind of show up and I'll just sneak a peek back there once or twice a day.
Sure.
And see what's doing. I might ask a question every once in a while.
Right.
But I'll let them do their thing.
Yeah.
I can't
just
wait.
Steer clear.
They're going to start construction tomorrow. They'll do the deck first, then the patio. My brother successfully cut down a tree that we needed to. It took a couple days, but we got it down.
You avoided the droopy power lines?
The power lines have been pulled.
Okay.
They're tighter now.
Very good.
Valdez would be thrilled.
Valdez is very happy about that. Actually, he's not. Now he can't Joan anymore. They're no longer droopy.
Jones over power lines in general. He's not a fan of power lines. I think that's fair to say, right?
No, I mean, I understand that people have power lines. But, you know, when they basically touch the ground, I think that
they weren't touching the ground.
They were very
low. Can use them as a jump rope.
First of all,
you have an issue.
What you were joning on wasn't a power line. It was a cable line from my Xfinity cable service.
Ah, okay, good.
But they've tightened that line. It's pretty taut now, Cakes.
Sure.
Well, it looked like the world's fattest squirrel ran across it. That's how much it was drooping.
That's possible. But I will say this. I thought I had a hot tub deal with my friend Courtney here, but she's told me that that lead has gone cold.
Oh, it's getting dicey.
Why, are they not returning the calls?
Yeah, there was some interest initially, and we thought we had somebody on the hook.
So you're fishing. You're throwing the line out
I'm
again.
I'm throwing the line out again because I need a hot tub. Right? So if you are in that industry.
You're in that space.
That is so funny what we do.
Hit me up.
Right.
And we can
work out a deal.
We can work out something here because I'm looking for a nice hot tub.
Yeah, and need a hot tub guy.
And if you're going to do a hot tub,
what are you looking for? Like a 6-seater?
I think more.
8-seater?
I think eight. I think a minimum eight.
Eight's a good number.
Yeah, I don't know if you could do much bigger than that without it being outrageous.
What are you going to have hot tub parties all the time?
But I think.
Yeah, if you have kids, they have friends over.
If my kids have friends over,
yeah,
you know, boom.
You got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if I have my family over, my nephews and nieces.
Yeah, you got a million of those.
Yeah, I got a million
of
those.
You know what? Don't stop at eight. Go for a dozen. Go for 15.
No. I think an eight person. And I want a lot of silly jets. I don't know how many
you want
jets.
Jameson Crowder.
Right.
I want a bunch
Sam
of jets.
Darnold.
I want a bunch of Sam Darnolds in my hot tub. Right?
That's
my
funny.
My jacuzzi tub in my house has only like two. About maybe 12 jets. This thing should have like 40 or 50.
Uh-huh.
I feel like. Should have like 40 or 50 jets.
Yeah. I guarantee if someone reaches out today.
I'm not as confident as you. Because I've mentioned it a few times.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
Tumbleweeds.
The hot tub business, it might not be what it once was. Maybe hot tubs are dying. Maybe people aren't into hot tubs anymore.
Not sure.
I've always fantasized about having a hot tub at the house.
Mm.
I just get so psyched for baths, bubbles.
Now, would you use
jets.
Would you use the hot tub on a 25 degree day?
Well,
like
I talked
today?
About it. I'm afraid I'll catch pneumonia, but everybody says that's what you
I
have
think
to
you've
do.
Already caught it.
Well, that's when you jump in the hot tub when it's cold.
Everybody says you got to do it when it's freezing. But
you know, I just remember going in a hot tub in Florida on one of our spring training trips.
One
of our trips, and Cakes walked out like when I was going. I was like, "Why are you leaving?" He's like, "It's been 15 minutes."
Yeah,
he stuck to the.
I don't want to get dehydrated and die in the hot tub.
Yeah, that was.
But meanwhile, he'll take six Advil at a time.
Right. No,
he doesn't care about the label for
that.
That
is preposterous. The most Advil I will take at one time is four.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, "Why
six
are you out?"
He's
like, "It says 15 minutes."
Yeah. I know he's a rule follower. Cakes
That's
is
funny.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to bring up something a little different. So the Wizards played yesterday. It was MLK Day. That's why we were off. NBA likes to feature a lot of games. The Wizards weren't nationally featured, and they got a win, which gets them to 14-28. I believe they're on pace for 27 wins.
That would be an over.
A slight over.
Their season total was 24.5, 25.
I think it might be like 26.
I don't know if it was over the weekend or if it was just before the weekend, but Bradley Beal post-game after one of the games started complaining about the culture and just his body language. I know EB's a body language expert, and the way that he was talking, mm-hmm. it was troubling. Like a guy who was really upset, and then they asked him, well, what do you have to do to change the culture? And he's like, we got to start winning. It was almost a chicken and egg scenario. It was like, okay, the culture sucks because you're losing, but the only way to get out is by winning. And a lot of people kind of were upset, actually, at Bradley Beal because they feel like, well, he's part of the reason they have this losing culture, and maybe he should be playing better defense.
Right.
And he's, if you actually look at his numbers, his shooting percentage is down. That's because he doesn't have John Wall to help him.
Yeah, right.
But a lot of his numbers
are down.
He's
become like a volume shooter big time now.
He used to shoot.
Well, what is he complaining about, by the way? He saw what was on the roster.
Right. He knew what he was getting into.
That's the thing. He signed a two-year, $78 million extension.
Pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? I don't care how bad your team is. If somebody puts a two-year, basically $80 million extension in front of you, it's hard not to sign.
And I don't.
It just is.
He hasn't asked for a trade. He's not trying to force his way out, I don't think. But Bradley Beal seems to be, when it comes to the team, and they just haven't been that good. Remember the whole, like, everybody eats thing? He seems like he's unhappy at different times with his team. If you were Tommy Shepard, would you trade him?
Depends on the package.
Would you move? Would you be willing to move Bradley Beal?
Yes. I would always be willing to move any piece on my roster if I'm Tommy Shepard.
Of course.
Because you look at this roster and see what they've done over the years with the different iterations of Beal and Wall. They've done a lot of losing. So if somebody comes to me with a trade package that works for me for a rebuild, I'm always going to entertain it.
Do you really think this team is going to win even when John Wall comes back? I mean, sure,
I think
be
they
better.
Can be a playoff contender for sure.
Well, that's different than winning the championship.
They're only four back of a playoff spot right now.
Well, everyone makes the playoffs. But I don't want to hear anything from Bradley Beal. You had your opportunity. You could have, you know, waited until your contract expired.
You could have not signed the extension.
But would you try to trade him? Like, if you had your druthers, would you prefer trading him for future assets or keeping him and just saying we're going to build with him, Rui, Thomas Bryant, and John Wall when he's back?
If I get blown away by a trade offer for Bradley Beal, I don't consider him untouchable. He's a very good player, but if somebody overwhelms me with a deal, I'm going to be open to moving him.
So the answer is yes.
I like what Tommy Shepard has done, and I do like some of the pieces. Like, if you watch the Wizards, you know, EB's talked about it. They're a fun team to watch at times. So you got these guys coming off the bench, whether it's Gary Payton II or Jordan McRae and Bertans.
Yeah,
are
those guys
fun?
Bertans is a real player. Bertans is a real player.
Is that a label you put on them just because they're kind of lovable
they
and lose
score,
a lot of games?
They play high-scoring games.
I mean, it's, is it really that, like, it was kind of fun to watch them yesterday because they won, but are they that fun to watch?
I mean, I will say
they're
Cakes.
12 games below 500.
No, yeah. I'm not going
to
say
Cakes, I've watched
night.
Them a lot this year. They are kind of fun to watch.
They play
they
hard.
Are.
I think they play
they
hard.
Score.
They're high scoring.
I just don't know teams
they don't
that
play any defense.
That far below 500 are that fun to watch.
Okay. I can attest to it, Cakes.
You have fun watching it.
You're watching more for me. You're watching more Caps than you are Wizards.
Oh, that's every year.
Yeah.
That's every single year.
But yeah, like, but I remember you used to be more devoted to the Wizards. You're losing a little bit of your zeal.
I'm losing a little bit of the steam.
I'm just calling it like I see it.
Well, it's not the same as the Arenas years. It's not Hibachi.
No, it's not.
Course.
But these young guys are fun to watch. But, like, listen, I like
but
Gary
But they're kind
Payton.
Of role players.
They're role players. Except for Bertans. He's a critical piece that I would love to see come back. I just don't know that they're going to be able to bring him back.
800-636-1067. I'm wondering if you would prefer moving on from Bradley Beal and getting other assets, whether it's draft, maybe, you know, Bradley Beal's not old.
If we
he's 26.
Get 2 year extension.
If we get more calls on what would you do, trade Bradley Beal or keep him over how do you feel about the Super Bowl, I'll be floored.
I'll be floored.
If no one wanted to talk about the Super Bowl, this is Super Bowl 54, and you're going to talk about Bradley
away.
Beal.
It's 2 weeks away, and all it's right. not a big impact here.
I'm just telling you, that's my reaction.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to move because I don't think they're going to move on from him. I think they have great expectations of when Wall comes back.
Why, though?
Great expectations?
What do you
who
define as great?
No, who are they better than?
I'm not saying in terms of that. I think they think Wall is going to come back 100%.
Okay, even if he does, who are they better than?
Maybe the Brooklyn
and
Nets.
Here's a bulletin.
Maybe some of those
Wall,
lower teams.
About the fifth Wall, best team even at 100%, is still a flawed player.
Understood.
So, even him at 100%, which I doubt he's going to get to.
But I think they're excited about the future of Wall with Beal, Rui, Thomas Bryant, and whoever they draft.
Thomas Bryant.
Bertans. Bryant's going to be here for a couple years. Mo he's Wagner. Okay. Mo Wagner's a decent player.
I'm with you, Cakes.
I like Tommy Shepard's vision and his plan.
Team. It's an average team.
And I'm willing to put my faith in him that if he feels like dealing one or both of the superstars to press the reset button, if that's the move that he feels like he has to make, then by all means, make it.
I'm not – like, the Lakers supposedly are a team, they think they can win a championship this year, that they think there may be a move away. What if the Lakers offer you Kyle Kuzma and a future number one?
I mean, what's their
number – it.
I mean, what's their number one going to be, like the 28th pick? Yeah.
It'll be low.
It would be,
it's not that
be
intriguing.
A better package than that, but
I would need more. I drive a harder bargain than Kuzma in the 27th pick. Sorry.
It's fantasy land. There's no way the Lakers can make that trade.
Yeah.
The salary cap.
I like how Drab is the voice of reason. Comes
and
in here
Kuzma,
immediately shoots it
Kuzma
down.
Kuzma sucks.
I just can't believe the Lakers are... I mean, Davis has been out, and I get it. He's having a great year, but I can't believe they're 34-9.
I think LeBron's gotten better this year.
He has.
Like last year, it looked like
he's having an unbelievable year.
Last year, I thought maybe he's slipping a little bit. He's in decline. And
is he leading the league in assists or pretty close?
Number one in assists.
That's incredible.
And he's scoring as well as he ever has.
But
well, apparently, less people care about the Wizards than they care about the Super Bowl.
Good.
Yeah, they'd say equal.
From the looks of things.
Equal.
You know what? They're really fun to watch, though. It's a fun team.
They are fun to watch. Cakes doesn't watch them, and he's saying they're not fun to watch.
Apparently,
he's not watching
them yesterday.
You're the two only two that are watching.
I watched them yesterday, and they won. And you know what? It wasn't that fun to watch.
That was kind of a boring game.
Personally.
The Pistons are boring, too.
I mean, Andre Drummond did get his tooth knocked out at the end of the game, so that happened.
I do think if they had John healthy, let's say 95%. I can't see him at 100, but let's say 95%. Beal, Rui, Bryant, Mo Wagner, Bertans, Troy Brown Jr. I think you have some pieces there. Jordan McRae. I do think you do have some pieces where you can be pretty competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, they're never going to be great defensively, but nobody is in a league.
A 500-ish team.
Okay, so they're basically what they were, you know, the last.
I think I just have Wizards. I have a case of Wizards fatigue.
Yes.
For whatever reason, I just have Wizards fatigue at this point. I don't see myself getting over it anytime soon.
I don't think you're the only one.
Right. I'm clearly not the only
one. But Rui's just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
And if in a league where you have to be able to shoot three, I just don't know how they can let Bertans go. I don't know how they can keep him either, you know, with the salary cap. I don't know how they can keep him because I think he's going to make a boatload of money. But when you got a guy shooting like 43, 44% from threes in a league where you have to be able to do that.
Yep.
I don't know how you can let him go.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Remember, we'll give you a chance to win some Monster Jam tickets coming up at 8:45.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Jason, you're flabbergasted because some people have actually called in to talk about Beal, and they wouldn't talk about the Super Bowl. But you got 2 weeks to talk about the Super Bowl.
Although I think if we threw out the Super Bowl question again now, since it's a little bit later in the morning, we would get a better reaction.
We did at 6. We did at 7.
I know. I can't believe people aren't excited for this matchup. 49ers and Chiefs.
You know what? It's the NFL's fault. Because if they didn't have the stupid week in between, they'd be more excited. Yeah. Now you got to wait. They do the stupid Pro Bowl in between, and it's interminable, the wait from now until the Super Bowl. It's the NFL's fault.
Let's take a couple of these calls on what the Wizards and what they should do. They're 14-28. I know there was an article on NBC Sports Washington, and Scott Brooks was asked about it, about like playoff contention, that they're only four back. And he said, you know, we keep our eyes on the standings, but we're just trying to win games. They're projected to win 27.
Think about that. The Brooklyn Nets are the eighth seed currently, and they are 6 games under .500.
So they're projected to be you're where? Suck. Like, what is that, like 35 wins or 33 wins?
No.
The Nets. Oh. Yeah, maybe probably 33 wins or so, and that would qualify?
Something like 42, that. Yeah. About 35 wins.
Well, doesn't everybody love Spencer Dinwiddie and Jarrett Allen? And all the superstars on the Nets.
Crazy.
I mean, they do have Kyrie.
I know that Kyrie and KD is sidelined. I understand.
Probably be all right
next year.
Yeah,
but no one
year.
Likes playing with Kyrie.
Apparently. No, how could
no
you?
One likes playing
how could
with
you?
Him.
I know I sound like a ridiculous homer, but I would like to see
you want to
Wall,
see him bring him back.
Beal. Rui's just scraping he's just started his career.
And Coach Brooks has said he is better than expected.
He's way better than
he's
expected.
He's been out for a long time now.
Davis Bertans is having an unbelievable impact this year. I mean, imagine him in one more year if he could stay healthy. I'd like to see that core group give one run at it.
And then I think they have good bench guys like McCray and
Ish Smith has been unbelievable.
Ish Smith, yeah.
Mo Wagner's been a find.
Role players. They probably just need one more star, and they may think that's John Wall, and then whoever they draft.
And I don't know. What's Garrison Matthews' deal? Is he still out? Like, what's his deal?
I think he's been sidelined with the ankle injury.
It's just that guy has a spot in this league. He's not going to be a star, but that guy could play in this league.
All right, let's sneak in a couple calls. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
All right, let's go to Paul in Rockville. Paul, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Just wanted to say quickly answer, you know, why I'm calling.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you guys for 20 years, never got through. I knew if there was one time I could get through, it's when you're talking about the lowly Wizards.
You picked your spot.
That's
good job.
That and the Super Bowl, apparently.
Well played, my friend. Well played.
So I don't think that we can trade Beal because I just don't see what you're going to get back in return that's going to be worth it. He's 26, one of the premier shooting guards in the league. And, you know, we have to keep in mind the hole that Grunfeld dug us into. I don't think it's realistic to think it was going to turn around in a year. So, you know, I just think you keep him, you ride it out, you hope for the best that the new guy knows what he's doing. Continue to support the team. See what happens.
Yeah,
but you knew this is going to be a lean
year. Nobody's expecting a one-year turnaround.
No,
but
it's going to take some time.
Yeah, but I think this group, They could certainly compete for a playoff spot next year. No question about it. And then you go from there.
If they got the if they got lucky and ended up with the number one pick in the draft, is this going to be one of those years where the number one pick isn't that great? It's just some James Wiseman.
Wiseman might be great. Yeah. I would be disappointed if they picked the ball kid. Because just seemed like those clips I saw of him when he was in high school were a joke. Just cherry picking, playing no defense, just standing there.
Footers.
Yeah, shoot 50 footers.
According to NBADraft.net, your top five, Anthony Edwards out of Georgia going one to Atlanta.
Yeah.
LaMelo going two.
Oh.
Wiseman three to the Knicks.
That tells me it's a terrible class.
Again, this is where
you don't watch college.
I don't know who Obi Toppin is.
Well, he's a stud.
Okay, I don't know that. And Jaden McDaniels going to the Wiz at five.
Okay. All right. So
Obi
just because
Toppin,
you haven't
Obi Toppin.
Dayton. He's just the stud. He's about 6'9", athletic freak.
Oh, that was that guy. Wasn't he averaging like 40 points a game earlier in the year? Who was that guy?
Were you talking about no, I don't know if he was averaging 40. No. Talking about By the kid way, from Marquette?
Yeah, maybe that
the
was
guy they have projected to the Wizards, Jaden McDaniels, is listed as 6'10". Do you wanna know what his weight is? 185 pounds.
Oh my god.
From Washington.
Well, he's young. He's probably 18 years old.
Yeah, he's 19 years old.
Adam weighs more than him.
Adam weighs more. And I wouldn't draft him at 9,000 fifth spot.
Right.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. I do think it's interesting on the local front, like what they should do. I don't think that they're actively trying to trade him, but he just seemed miserable. And then all of a sudden you started seeing articles about.
Well, teams have wanted him for a couple years now. Yeah. I don't think they're gonna move him. Let's go to Daniel in Fairfax. Daniel, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up? Doing well.
Hey, so the Wizards need to trade everybody they possibly anybody they can to get out of that John Wall contract. That's gonna go down as the worst contract.
How is trading other people to get you out of the John Wall?
Trade John Wall if possible.
I mean, if you can somehow like combine Beal and Wall together, I'd consider that a win.
Well, no team's going to pick up John Wall until they see him back on the floor.
John Wall's going to make like $43 million in a couple of years. No one's going to trade for that.
He's going to make what is it, like 40 something?
He's going to be in the 40s towards the end of this contract, correct?
It's going to go down worse than the Chandler Parsons contract.
I'll pull it up.
Oh, come on. It's not even close to the Chandler Parsons deal. He's not even close to that.
He hasn't played in the past 2 years. He's made, what, 36 or something?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Wall's making 38.1 this year.
He's almost at 40 this year not playing.
Right.
I mean, he did play some last year.
Go to his year by year after this year.
2021, 41.2. 2022, 44.3. 22, 23, which is that a team option? 47.3.
So sick.
That's absurd.
What a deal.
Think about that.
Unbelievable.
All right, so I'm sorry,
deal.
He's going to be near $50 million.
Right.
Hey, took him to the second round of the playoffs. Got to a game seven.
Let's go to Chase.
That is unbelievable.
It entices. Chase, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jokes.
Hey, EB. Hey, Happy New Year to you guys, as usual.
Yeah, what's up?
EB, I'm not far off from you in the sense of watching them is a lot of fun, but I'm with Cakes. I got Withers fatigue. We don't have enough star power. And it's going to be 2 or 3 years for Rui to be an all-star, possibly. So we're riding, a Wall injury for the next, roughly about a year. And we ride Beal's coattails. So I'm not far off from the last caller trying to, get rid of Beal. But who are you going to get? DeRozan, maybe LaMarcus Aldridge,
I'm very mad on both of those guys.
I would rather just keep Beal. Yeah. I'd rather just keep Beal.
Those guys are fossils in the NBA because they're the master of the long range too.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want
No,
those guys.
Agreed. And I don't disagree that I would like to see Bertans, Wall, and Beal and Rui and Brian all together.
You don't think that's pretty good starting five?
I think it's pretty good, but it's not as good as Karan, Jameson, and Gilbert were, and what did we get?
Nothing.
Exactly. So you see, I think we're bottom half on down from what the East is. So I don't know. I don't know where to mortgage it.
I mean, if your goal is just to be a 6 or 7 seed,
that's
got to
be the start.
Back,
that's got to be the start.
I know, but you had that before.
No, but I think they actually have a little bit more.
Even better.
Well, you're not buying into the young talent then. You don't see any. I think there is some young talent there.
I mean. Like you said, Bertans, I don't even know if he's going to be on the roster next year.
Well, that's a big question mark.
Rui has showed signs, but, I mean, he's got his testicles hurt. and I don't know how good he's going to be.
Troy Brown
to call Rui an all-star in 3 years, I think that's a stretch. And then Troy Brown.
Yeah, but he could just.
I have no idea how good Troy Brown's
going to be. Troy Brown's going to be a role player, yeah. But that's fine.
I just think you need more.
I agree with you, but I think it's a start. I think it's something.
Got to get lucky in the draft.
Got to get lucky in the draft.
You got to get. I mean, think about it. I said this last week. The Bucks got lucky with Giannis.
Yep.
He fell into their laps.
And they're going to be a contender for a decade as long as he stays with Milwaukee because they drafted somebody, what was he, 13?
15, maybe. Yep.
Think about that. You get lucky with one guy. So I'm not saying that the donks that you're mentioning there from NBADraft.net are going to be that guy, but you never know.
Well, look, good luck if you draft like Nico Mannion out of Arizona. You think he's going to put you over the top? You got to get really, really lucky, and you got to give Tommy Shepard a good 3 to 5 year.
Oh, absolutely.
Let him put his plan in place.
He has to clean up the disaster that Ernie Grunfeld left him with here.
Yeah, I mean it was a big hole.
Wall, he's got to work his way out.
The fact that Wall's going to make $47 million in 4 years.
Yeah, but a lot of guys are going to be making that.
That is unbelievable.
The franchise guys are going to be making that.
Okay, so the other guys' monies, their salary's going to go up too.
Yeah. Beal, Wall, Bertans, Rui, Thomas Bryant, Mo Wagner. I like Ish Smith. Keep him around. I don't know. I think there's some pieces there.
Ceiling Troy Brown Jr. Seed.
Jordan McRae.
Okay, but it's a start. Right now their ceiling is out of the playoffs. Right now they're terrible. Right now they're trying to get about 25
wins.
That's why I
don't want to watch them every single night.
Okay, I don't blame you, but I think there are pieces that can get
better. I just get beaten down looking at their record, and they're allowing 120 plus points. I mean, it's just gross.
But that's how the league is.
You can't really buy into the NBA in January. The NBA doesn't get interesting until April.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Wizards beat the Celtics, the Heat. Who else did they beat?
The Nuggets.
Three out of four games.
Basically, in a 2 week span.
They're going to go, I think, on a 4 game road trip. Probably go 1-3 if they're lucky. And they'll just keep floundering.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't predict the NBA.
But this year's a floundering
season.
Year. You knew it going in.
Right.
It's not a surprise.
You can't predict the NBA in regular season.
So they're going to get a good draft pick this year, right?
They're going to get a top five pick. Presumably
have a top five pick. You know, the stupid lottery, but top five pick. Add that piece. Bring back John. Bring back Bertans.
I'm pinning a lot on Bertans. I mean, I like him, but he's...
I think that he might be traded, actually. He's somebody that teams are going to want trade deadline.
I wouldn't trade him.
You trade him.
I try to lock him up long term. I try to give him... I would definitely... That's what you want.
You love the white guys. Bertans, you keep mentioning Wagner.
I want to flip him for an asset.
And
you need to be able
Matthews.
To shoot threes. He's a high-volume three shooter.
Yeah.
You got to be able to shoot threes this league. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Hey.
I absolutely believe that San Francisco has a legitimate shot in winning this game. Yep. And the line makes me feel even more confident about that. Because if they're setting this at a pick'em, I got to believe 75% of the world is going to want to go heavy on Kansas City. And that's exactly what Vegas is banking on. Defensively, San Francisco is superior. And it smells like Seattle from some years back when they went up against, Denver? You know, where Denver came in there and they had a very high, prolific offense. Peyton Manning was just, you know, doing his thing. And they got hammered in the Super Bowl defensively by a team that could run the ball and defend the pass. So, you know, this definitely kind of seems similar to that situation. And I absolutely believe San Francisco can be successful. Thanks, fellas.
Hope you're right.
All right. Thank you, buddy. It said he wanted to talk about trading Beal.
Yeah,
yeah. And it did a whole NFL thing.
Hey, he pulled the Okado on us.
Yeah, he did. And it tilts me when people says this is exactly what Vegas wanted. Vegas doesn't really want to have a side either way. They just want it to be even and make the juice. They don't really want to be heavily invested on one side or the other.
Well, they wouldn't mind if 75% of the public money came in Kansas City and San Francisco won.
But they can't predict it. They're not saying, oh, we want all this money on X side.
They look at it as an even matchup, and I think the money's going to come in pretty close to that. I can't imagine that number moving much more off of one, maybe 1.5. I don't think it's getting to 3.
I will admit that I'm a sucker for offense, and so I'll be rooting for Kansas City.
Although you won't even see the game because you'll be on a plane.
I'll be on an airplane, to be honest
with you. Eric's going to be on an airplane back from Minneapolis during the Super Bowl.
What can I do? Can't leave before.
Got to be a dad.
I got to be a dad first.
I get it. You got to DVR the game.
Let's go to Paulie, Norfolk. Paulie, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the Junks.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing? Good morning, man. And hail to the Redskins.
I'll hail to the Redskins with you. What's up?
Hey, look, man. The thing about trading Bradley Beal is you have to project the trade maybe 3 or 4 years down the road, almost how Danny Ainge did with the Celtics, because the talent pool is so inept in the NBA is that a bad team is not going to trade for Bradley Beal. The teams that want him are the teams like the Lakers and all the contending teams, you know. So to get a number one pick from the Lakers for next year, we're going to be drafting 28th, 29th.
Right.
You know, I mean, what type of player? You're not going to get equal value for that.
Not even close.
So if you would trade with the Lakers, you would have to project a number one pick 3-4 years down the road. So that's where the problems are coming. All the bad teams, they want to keep their picks, like you said, in hopes of finding their Giannis at 15 or at 9 or 8, you know. So, like I said, if you're not getting a lottery pick, and the bad teams don't want to give up the lottery pick, so you kind of caught in the fact that the NBA talent pool is just that deep. It's not like the NFL. You know, if you can get a first round pick for Trent Williams and it ends up being the 25th pick in the draft, you still got a bona fide Pro Bowl starter.
Right.
But you can't do that in the NBA.
No.
Too. That's where the problem lies in.
Yep. 25th pick, in all likelihood, will be a nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you got to project that pick down the road.
Right.
You know,
I'm with you. I'm with you. That's why I'm riding with John, Bradley, Bertans, Rui, Bryant.
I really don't think that's a bad idea, man. I mean,
yeah.
If you just develop these players, the young players, a core young players that you want, you know, you plug in John Wall. I mean, the best thing you could do is plug in John Wall, see where his at, where his head is at mentally. You know, if mentally he still hasn't adapted to the fact that he knows how he needs to learn how to get along with others, then at that point, you know, you just let him play, you boost up his value, and then you might have to just bite the bullet and not get equal value back for John Wall after a while. Eventually some team will take on that contract, whether it's a Houston or OKC, somebody would take that contract. But it just, you know, you might not get the equal value back for it. So,
well, if they could get out from underneath that contract, they might do anything.
Maybe towards the end of it.
And he's got to show something.
No one's going to take 4 years at $180 million.
No, probably not. But if he comes back and he shows you he's still a 20-10 guy, then teams might be
interested.
I'll
be stunned if he's not a dramatically better shooter when he comes back.
Yeah.
I'll be stunned.
Well, EB,
I really think he'll be
better. Apparently he's been working on it.
I've kind of agreed with you on LaMelo Ball. Just generally from like the high school highlights.
The fact that he's two tells me this class is poop.
But I just clicked on NBADraft.net and a couple things intrigued me. Number one, he's listed at 6'8".
I can't believe how tall he is.
6'8", point guard.
That's crazy.
Did he grow
like 5 inches in the last year?
And just, look, this is just one donk's comparison on NBADraft.net, but would you be sized for Penny Hardaway? Because that's who
they're comping him to.
Please.
I just saw enough cherry picking in those old videos that I'm like, no way, he's serious.
See him playing like in Lithuania?
Yeah. I have not seen him. Isn't he in like Australia?
I see 6'7".
I have no idea.
It's not that
he
far
is.
From 6'8", but I see 6'7".
Okay. It said 6'8". Either way, 6'7" or 6'8", that's pretty good size for a guard.
I to me, he's a joke. I can't believe he's projected to go 2 or 1 overall. I can't believe it.
Projected number 2 pick right now.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, give you a chance to win those Monster Jam tickets if you want to go see that. Remember, 9 o'clock, Dante Whitner's going to join us. He was excellent the first time we had him on the show. He's a former 49er. He was clubbing Jay Gruden because he's here with the Redskins for, what, one season?
1 year, yeah.
1 year with the Redskins and hated the culture here.
He was in the Super Bowl with the Niners when they lost the Ravens.
So we will talk some Super Bowl with Dante Whitner. That's at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Got to thank Mickey D's. McDonald's coming up big with breakfast for the Junkies.
Yes, they are.
We have some egg white Delight McMuffin, some bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits,
all kinds of
breakfast fare. We do miss that there was a McDonald's down the street.
Oh, right. I'm so distraught
but
about
if
that.
If they deliver, very happy.
No, it's very nice.
That is nice.
By the way,
thank you to McDonald's.
I'm watching LaMelo Ball highlights.
Now you love him.
He looks kind of silly. He looks totally different than the kid we saw like 3 years ago when his brother was all in the news. Yeah. And he looks bigger, he looks stronger, he's attacking the basket. His shot's a little funny. Like Lonzo's, it's a little funny. The release.
I hope he's a better shooter than Lonzo. Couldn't hit the ocean from a cruise ship.
Well, I mean, he hit about a 40-footer here on the clip, but the release is funky.
Right.
It's kind of low, but his handles are ridiculous. He can finish with both hands. He's got ridiculous passes, and he's just a more mature kid than what we saw a couple of years ago when he was at high school, just like cherry picking at half court.
Well.
What if he turns out to be Penny Hardaway?
He's the real deal. He actually looks like he's the real deal.
The only thing I'll say is you're watching highlights off of Ball Is Life.
They're all highlights.
I think that you got sold on Jan Vesely highlights, too.
Well, I saw the athleticism.
The grainy gyms of Eastern Europe.
I know you haven't seen Obi Toppin play, but have you seen Anthony Edwards play from Georgia?
Not really.
I mean, he's a man.
Well, you watch these clips, you tell me.
I assume he was better if he's projected to go 2.
No, but... I'm kind of shocked.
I'm down on the Ball family, though. I've always been down.
I know. The country's down on the Ball family, but take that out of consideration and just look at the kid and you'll go, oh, my God.
Okay, well, so he's the best out of the three.
Poor little kid.
LiAngelo is just terrible. Yeah. LiAngelo's just fat.
Yeah, he was like a post player, like a 6'3 post player.
Yeah, it was weird.
The middle kid just got hoard with the athleticism.
Little kid got the mom genes. They didn't get the silly LeVar jeans.
I can't believe his jeans are that. Apparently, they're.
LeVar
played college
ball and he had a tryout in the NFL. That's pretty good jeans.
Right. Yeah.
Better than anybody in here's jeans.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. All right. Right now, we're going to give the 10th caller some Monster Jam tickets. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Capital One Arena on January 26th, plus a prize pack. Tickets on sale now. You can get details at thefandc.com, the very popular caller number 10 game.
Yes.
I know Cakes wanted to bring up an appearance thing. I just wanted to say this. We're all turning 50 this year.
Yeah.
I got glasses yesterday.
Did you
really?
I got glasses. I mean, it's first time I've had glasses since I was in my
20s. Is it just
because
for reading?
Readers?
No, glasses. Not for readers, actually. My reading is fine.
What's
for driving at night?
Glasses.
It's just that I just noticed, like, I'd had 20/20 for so long, and that when I went to the eye doctor, they said I didn't really need them. I was like, but I like it to be crystal clear.
Struggling at night.
I like it to be crystal clear. I don't want to see big halos around lights.
Yeah.
I want to be able to read license plates 50 yards away.
Well, I don't care about license plates. How about I just want to be able to read the signs.
Yeah. Right. I'd imagine, like, if I go to the movies, maybe I'll bring them, and I don't need them for, like, TV watching. The only thing that's annoying, because I was wearing them driving in now, is that if I just looked at the radio and just looked at, like, the lettering there, I got it, like, blurry up close.
Well, I know over the weekend I used a buddy's readers when I was trying to pay the bill for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And
game changer.
I was like, oh, these are amazing. Because here's how I pay. Like, I have to look at a receipt now.
You got to push it away.
My credit card numbers. I have to get my flashlight
on my phone.
Yeah. Like, look at a menu.
Really?
You have to get the light on my... Because I can't read.
I don't need readers. Not yet.
No.
I'm sure
so
I'm
I asked him about
point.
It. Right. And I said, these are silly. Did you go, like, they're real? He goes, no. Got 3 pair at Costco for, like, $40.
Yeah. Readers, you just get them anywhere.
You can go to CVS and buy them.
He got the 1.5. I think that's what I need, the the plus 1.5 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm getting those.
Mm. Glasses.
I'm going to be in here silly readers reading my computer screen.
I got to say, I went to Lens Crafters last night and tried on a bunch. And with our iMed and I got a $50 coupon. I didn't even have. I mean, I spent like $125.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good deal.
I'll probably need them again in the next couple years.
I just need them. I'll just put them in the car. It's at night. It's not like daytime driving is fine.
I got you.
Just at night just makes it a little more clear. So anyway, you wanted to bring up an appearance thing.
I was wearing glasses
for about
3 years before I had the LASIK.
Right.
Now, my LASIK was 10 years ago.
Right.
It's starting to wear off.
It's probably fading a little bit.
Your eyes just change. Yeah.
They do, of course. They're aging. But I don't feel like I need glasses just yet.
Then you're fine.
Glasses.
I could drive at night. I could see the signs. I can read the television over there and stuff. But like small print.
That's
small
the usual,
print
right.
is just.
You can't read the box office without your readers.
No, I can read this for some reason. But like menus or like at the receipt and I'm trying to see is the tip included.
Well, have you ever seen the font on Jason's phone? That's huge.
Same on mine.
Same as Eric's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah.
It's not huge. It's not that big.
Valdez shaking his head. He's like, yeah, it's pretty big.
Is that big?
Yeah.
That's big.
It's embarrassing to you guys.
Hold on.
That's
three
huge.
Lines take up half
Look at that.
Screen.
Is yours the same as mine, Jason?
Yes, they're all the same. But again, check back with us when you dogs are 50. Because you'll have the same big ass phone.
I know. The same thing happened to all of us at the exact same time.
My parents are 70. They have regular font.
Yeah.
Do they wear glasses?
They probably are wearing glasses and readers and 9 million other things.
My dad's had 5 eye surgeries, and his font isn't as big as yours.
God forbid. We like to see what's on our tax against.
Maybe that's why he's had the surgeries.
It doesn't matter.
Eyes.
You don't realize. I guarantee
They're
you.
Straining.
I guarantee it all hits everybody at the same time. It hits everyone. It's undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you wanted to Joan on Valdez.
No, not Joan on Valdez. The buzz behind the glass at the Matt and Matt show today is that Valdez has the beginnings of either like a goatee or Fu Manchu.
I didn't even notice it.
I know. I shaved on Saturday.
And you shaved a goatee?
Yeah, I shaved a goatee. I just kind of wanted to see what it looked like.
Right.
And you know what? I'll give this a try for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so Drabs noticed it the first thing in the morning.
Right.
Cake said something, noticed it first thing in the morning. Then everyone else hasn't noticed.
I haven't noticed.
I know.
I noticed immediately.
I mean, why would I? You know what? You're a guy.
You grow your hair however you want to grow it.
I went through that stage where I wanted the goatee.
I just wanted to see what it would look like.
Yeah,
if people got
experimenting.
By the way, it's hurting.
Soul patch. Remember?
I don't know. Yeah, you still doing your soul patch?
That.
It's just a little bit of stubble.
Where do you keep it? Under your lip?
No, under chin.
No, no.
Puts on his chin.
I never see it. I don't pay attention to your face.
Was he Hitler?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You guys are blind.
Underneath the chin.
I mean, Valdez's Fu Manchu is jarring.
No, it's not.
He had a shaggy beard like last week.
I did.
I don't even remember.
And by the way, it's tilting because I have gray chin hairs.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Everybody gets that.
It's making me feel depressed.
How about I have gray pubes?
Okay. I know, but he's like 31.
I'm 32.
Yeah.
32, man. That's young. Like, Cakes has the grays in his beard same spot that Valdez has, but he's 18 years older.
Yeah.
You guys all have gray pubes?
Mine are gray.
I don't think I do.
You're like a redhead.
Yeah.
You're kind of a redhead. You don't have any gray
redhead.
You're kind of like a strawberry blonde.
I'm not even close to a strawberry blonde.
You kind of are.
No.
Are we going to bring back the Reggie contest?
No, I'm not doing
that. Yeah, let's do the Reggie.
You don't have any gray pubes?
Be Reggie.
I don't think so. No.
Mine are probably halfsies. I'm sized. I have half still dark. Yeah,
but I can't wait till these guys are 50.
I can't
wait.
They
just Jones so much.
I just want to be around when they're 50. Yeah. I just want to be here.
Well, that's true.
I just want to be alive, walking God's green earth.
Right.
Well, I know so that when they're 50, we won't be in this room.
No.
No chance.
Zero. Well, how many years is that?
We won't even know them when they're 50.
You might be. JP will be.
Yeah.
He'll have to.
Yeah, Isabella's NYU tuition.
Yeah, right.
They ain't cheap.
Well, Drabby's a lot closer than Valdez. How old is Drabby? I don't even
37.
Know.
37.
You're 37?
He's creeping on 40.
13 years. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you this. Really starts to slip.
If the market keeps doing what it's doing, I will not be here with JP because
right.
The numbers are getting swole.
Well,
What's it supposed to be today?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the futures.
You know, I looked
on it Friday? The pasts.
I know.
They look pretty good.
How's Bitcoin?
I haven't looked at that.
Bitcoin
in a while.
Was up, and then I think it plunged a little bit. It was up over 8,000.
It's about 8,000.
Pretty good. It's not back over 17.
No, it's never going to be
17.
Never.
No, it's more likely
it might get there.
No, it's
eventually.
More likely to go to $17 than 17,000.
No,
well,
the problem
somebody
is
project the Dow Jones. I don't know how many years it'd be. Said it'll get hit 100,000.
Well, yeah, it should eventually.
Hopefully,
I'm
going to
be rich.
Hopefully, you're alive. Hopefully, you're alive.
Yeah, it's been a roll for like 12 years.
I mean, the problem is my guy that said he would eat his own junk if it didn't get to a, a million. Yeah. Uh-huh. He now says he was joking.
Of course.
It was a big joke.
Okay. Much said, like Mike, didn't Mike Vrabel say he would cut off his junk if he made it to the Super Bowl? No, they didn't make it. But
yeah, I don't know.
Well, let me see.
He certainly wasn't going to do that.
The problem is, honestly, if I want Bitcoin is actually strong right now. 8,600. Dude, that's remarkably resilient. A few years ago.
What's your favorite word about Bitcoin?
What was it?
Is resilient.
What
you think
it?
It's not resilient? A few years ago, it was like 1,000. When Cake spotted it, what'd you buy that, Cake? It's like 1,800 or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like
he got
$3,000.
Something around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's up thousands on that.
Yeah.
But when it got
still
to 17.
Still buying little nublets.
When it got to 17.
Are you still?
Yeah.
What did it dip to after it got to 17?
Oh, it dipped down like five-ish, yeah.
Five or four.
So it's up a little bit.
It's swingy.
It's swingy.
It's like the 1-3 game in MGM National
people
Harbor.
People said
swingy.
It was going to go bust, though, like to zero. It's remarkably resilient.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next.
I just don't know how to sell this thing.
I don't even know what it is.
Okay, I'm still a loser, but I'm holding on to it. But when I want to sell it, the problem is I got 9 million passwords and stuff. I don't know how to sell it.
It took me forever to sell it.
Like authenticating.
You know what I sold it to? 100-step
authentication.
You know what I sold it to?
Mikey Bots.
Sportsbook.com.
Oh, they bought it from you?
Yeah.
That's silly. Did you get full value?
Yeah, it was only like $3,500.
Well, they're butt-sized.
Well, see, now you're bitter. Yeah. You wish you held on to it? $8,500.
He bought it for $18,000.
I bought it for $17,900 or something.
So you lost like $15,000 on Bitcoin, well, whatever the difference is. You lost like $13,000?
No, I didn't have it. I didn't have that much. I didn't have one full coin.
He only had a quarter coin.
Barely. Oh, right. I think I lost about I think I lost about $3,500.
All right, we got to take a break. Scheduled to join us.
Story of my life.
Dante Whitner, former 49er great. We'll preview the Super Bowl with him here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.